I'm speaking today with Senior Manager Mark Roberts about a new Audit Scotland report looking at the background to Police Scotland's I6 programme. The I6 programme set out to create a national IT system for the police force, and it was terminated in July 2016 following many well-publicised problems and delays. Today's report considers the main reasons for ending the contract. Mark, can you first of all tell us a bit more about the I6 programme?
Police Scotland was established in 2013, and creating a new national IT system for the force was a key part of the long-term plans for reforming policing in Scotland. The I6 programme was supposed to replace around 130 IT and paper-based systems that had been used by the predecessor forces in Scotland. The original business case for the I6 project estimated that putting the new national system in place could generate potential savings of around £200 million over 10 years, so there was an awful lot expected from it.
And when did things start to go wrong?
We found that before the contract was awarded, good practice had been followed in the planning and the procurement of the I6 programme. For example, there was external expertise brought in to complement the existing skills and expertise of the police team. But the programme was complex and highly ambitious, and what we found was that problems began within weeks of the contract being awarded to Accenture, who are the company that the Scottish Police Authority chose to supply I6.
And what was the first major setback?
Within weeks of starting work in the summer of 2013, Police Scotland and Accenture disagreed about whether the proposed system would deliver the requirements of the contract. This disagreement took place despite 18 months of pre-award discussion between Accenture and other potential bidders and Police Scotland. The implication of this was there was a rapid loss of trust between the two organisations, which never fully recovered, and disputes continued about the project's scope throughout the lifetime of the programme.
And what other issues affected the project?
There are a number of different factors at play. There's no one single issue which led to the project's termination. We found that Accenture underestimated the complexity of I6 and the resources needed to develop it. During the course of the programme, there was really strong challenge from the I6 programme board about delays and serious problem with the project, but they were getting regular assurances that the system would be delivered and would provide what Police Scotland wanted.
So why did it take 3 years of issues before the programme was terminated?
The approach to software development that I6 used meant that fundamental flaws and serious errors in the system only really became clear when it was passed to Police Scotland for testing in August 2015. As I said earlier, there were repeated disagreements throughout the course of the programme about the scope of the work between Police Scotland and Accenture. Police Scotland did consider legal action for breach of contract as early as October 2013. But it's really important to remember that at the time that I6 was taking place, there was a real desire to make it work. There was also a lot of media and political attention on what benefits were coming from police reform and concern about whether the I6 programme was working. That environment and that context made all the parties involved determined to try and make the programme work, regardless of the growing challenges.
So what happens next?
As the Auditor General's reported recently, modern policing faces a number of financial challenges. Given the major role that I6 was to play in police reform, we think there is an urgent need for a frank assessment of Police Scotland's IT requirements and how those are going to be delivered. This is particularly important given the recently announced Policing 2026 strategy that's out for consultation that places great emphasis on the role of technology in filling some of the financial gap that exists for the future of policing.
Mark, thank you. And the report is available to download from our website, www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.